Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
So, Dan, have you put a finger in your ass yet after our interview with your punk icon, Fat Mike, last week?
You asked me quite a personal question that you've just decided is like imagine asking a woman that.
Don't do all of that on me. Dan, look, we've just had a lot of DMs from people wanting to know if you've followed up yet. That's it. Stop being victimized and just answer the question.
Well, I've said I bear it in mind. Let's just move on.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm Dan Hudson. I'm non-gay. He's James Barr. He's gay.
I put my foot in it the other day with my cousin-in-law. She put in the group, our Barr WhatsApp family chat. She wrote, "I've got some news, guys. Baby Barr is going to be..." And then a heart emoji. And I was like... "Going to be what?" And wrote that in the group. And she wrote back, "A girl. It's a pink heart, James." And this is where I should have just stopped. But I wrote... "Well, that doesn't mean it's a girl. I wear pink." And then, honestly, it was just like tumbleweed flying through the WhatsApp chat. And...
No one said anything.
No one said anything for ages. I then posted about this on Twitter... and said nearly kicked off in the WhatsApp group. And then my cousin got a bit upset about it, rightly so, because she's having a baby and it's an amazing moment. And I've ruined it by being the gender police. And I felt really awful about it. So we've had like a really lovely chat on WhatsApp and I've apologised and everything.
And now you're talking about it on the podcast.
And now I'm talking about it on the podcast.
But to be fair, she obviously doesn't listen to it because she wouldn't have done that in the first place if she had. If she
Interesting.
Did. But... she will hear this because somebody will send it to her, won't they?
That's fine. I'm happy for that. Right, cool. I'd love her to listen to it. Because I'm not saying anything wrong. I realise that wasn't the moment to be the gender police. But it's so awkward, isn't it? It's so awkward. Because to me, and I'm not a girl, so I don't know this, but I think labelling girls with the colour pink... I mean, there's so many issues with it anyway, isn't there? Like, calling a baby a girl before the girl has grown up and worked out who she is maybe wrong if you want to be like... super 2021.
Well, you should actually say who they are if you want to be super 21. Not
right,
who
of course,
she is,
of course. Obviously. Who they are. Basically, I just think that saying girls are pink is really restrictive.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's where the glass ceiling starts. Do you know what I mean? It's a really beautiful moment, I guess, for parents to reveal the gender of their baby. But how do you deal with that?
If that happened to me in a WhatsApp group, I'd probably just ignore it.
Ignore what? The
like,
gender.
Oh, my baby's going to be a pink balloon or whatever.
I definitely should have left it.
But then by leaving it, you that's also making a point, isn't it? Your silence is deafening, isn't it?
But you can't... Can you just turn around legitimately when someone reveals their gender to you and say, well, actually, gender is a construct. And by labelling your child with a gender, you are forcing patriarchy on an unborn child.
I don't think you can turn around and tell someone in your family that, really.
You are ruining their prospects for adulthood.
Because there's no way of saying that without coming across like a London-dwelling metropolitan elite.
Right, exactly. This is the issue. But I feel like I need to all the time. It's very exhausting. And I know it was the wrong moment, so that's why I apologised. Also, I think my cousin, and I can sort of see why she would feel this, she said it felt like I was being judgmental.
Yeah.
Or that I thought she was judgmental, which is so far away from the truth. She's the least judgmental person I know. She's made me feel welcome in my own family by joining it. And she's incredible. She's so beautiful and kind-hearted. And it broke my heart to think that I'd upset her, because that's not what I meant to do. But I still believe that gender's bullshit. I just shouldn't have told her that at that particular moment.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's hard. Speaking of deafening silence, you never asked me how Hugo is. And I know you don't like dogs, but it doesn't matter because he's actually part of my family now. So the fact that you're just like not, it's not even a thing to you, that is a little hurtful sometimes. That's why I sent you a picture at Easter with his face saying Happy Easter, because I thought, well, I'm going to have to force it on you because you're not going to ask me how he is.
Yeah, but I can't, every time I see you, I can't be like, well, how's James?
No, but
how's the dog?
Yeah, but
how's...
you never asked.
Okay, well, how is Hugo? I know how he is. I know how he is because I've just spent an episode editing him out of the bloody thing every 2 seconds. So I can hear how he is. Literally, the Fat Mike episode is just your dog barking the whole time.
Well, you know, I'm sorry that my choices have made given you more work. But anyway,
okay. So how is Hugo?
No, yeah, he's good. He's good. He's becoming better behaved when he's with us. When he's with other people, he goes crazy. But yeah,
so
he's
was
right.
Someone around the other day when we were doing Fat Mike?
No, no, that was just he has crazy moments. I don't really want to talk about it because I just know that you don't care.
What I don't care about, to be specific, and with people with dogs, people with kids, is people moaning to me that they didn't know it was going to be like this. That's what I don't care about.
Well,
anything
else
is
fine. I haven't
said
that, have I?
You have done it a couple of times. You've been like, I can't believe that Hugo's done this. I can believe that. I knew that was going to happen. Why didn't you?
Yeah, but that's just a phrase. Like, oh, I can't believe this happened.
Similarly, people with children, they're like, oh, I don't have any time. Yeah, I know you don't. I told you you weren't going to have any time. Don't stop moaning to me now.
You are such a dickhead. It's just... funny. If you ever did stand up, this is what you should do stand up about.
I don't think I'm funny at all.
What's funny.
I don't think this is funny. It's just what life is. But when you're like, oh, I'm really tired, I'm on breakfast, I'm like, yeah, I know, of course you are. Why is that a surprise? Like, I'm tired now because I'm on breakfast, but that's not a surprise.
There was a moment recently where you just kept telling me how tired you were because you were working
on
breakfast. Yeah, do you not remember? I was like, you don't need to keep reminding me what it's like to work on breakfast. Like, I get it. Because you were like, I'm really busy. I don't have any time. Like, I'm working all day. I'm doing this. But you were telling me, like, every 5 minutes.
No, I wasn't, actually. I vaguely remember this period. I was just making you aware that I wasn't saying I was tired. I was saying I'm really busy. I wasn't being all, like, LinkedIn about it. Look how busy I am. If you don't think I'm busy, I don't care. But what I was saying was, I'm just making you aware that I am busy so that I can't be on my usual level of admin dealing with, etc.
Thanks for listening. Oh, quickly, do you want to come to Hugo's first birthday?
No.
Well, I just thought I'd ask.
I'm not really into like doing human events for dogs.
But it won't be a human event. There'll be like a doggy birthday cake.
He doesn't know that he's one. He doesn't know what a birthday is. He doesn't know what a party is. He didn't know what any of this stuff is. You're putting it on him, right?
Right.
In the same way that your sister...
cousin.
Sorry, your cousin did whatever. So... there you go.
Okay. I hate it when the non-gay wins an episode. Why can't I win the episode?
I'm not winning anything.
Yes, you are. You're so annoying. You have to be right. You have to have the final say. Well, fine. You won.
Thanks.
See you next week.
What's happening with Hugo's birthday party then?
Just, you know, a doggy cake, some other dogs.
But you're not inviting the dog, are you? The dog isn't just going to appear.
Look, I get what you're saying about me putting my... human patriarchy onto my dog, okay? Noted. It's not for him, it's for us, because it's fun.
Cool.
But you don't care.
I care. It's good. It's good that you've got so much time on your hands to do these kind
of things. Shut up.
A gay and a non-gay.
Thanks for listening to our podcast this week. You are all our chosen family. Don't forget that you can support our podcast right now if you go to gaynongay.com/donate.
Yeah, hello to Grim, who's our latest patron. Don't forget, if you want to support this podcast, head to gaynongay.com/donate. You can also get involved in our monthly Patreon meetups.
Join us from as little as £3.20 a month. There's also loads of amazing benefits, a gay and a non-gay stickers, badges, and we'll even design your very own a gay and a non-gay artwork featuring you as an emoji.
Oh, by the way, on that note, there's a load of admin that you need to do with regards to recent patrons.
I'm worried about doing it, to be honest, because I don't want to make anyone look different to, like, I want everyone to be happy with how they look.
To be fair, James, it's like a cartoon. I don't really look like my cartoon. I don't have any hands for a start.
That's a very good point. Okay, so yeah, go to gaynongay.com/donate to get involved, and I'll draw you soon.
The real me has hands and the cartoon me doesn't.
Find us on your socials. We're at gaynongay everywhere.